Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 2 weeks ago, the Wall Street Journal carried a front-page article reporting that junk bond defaults in August totaled $6 billion. That was the highest monthly amount since October 2020. Since the Great Recession, the junk bond market has doubled in size to $1.5 trillion. With the Federal Reserve this afternoon expected to again raise the federal funds interest rate, that further increases the risk of greater debt defaults, not only for the junk bond market, but also for higher quality bonds. Already, Bank of America, UBS, and Morgan Stanley have issued special reports warning of weaker earnings and higher interest costs across businesses, putting corporate debts at greater risk of default. All combined, business debt currently trades for about 95% of face value. There is a high risk of a number of credit downgrades soon that could push this average down to less than 85 cents per dollar of face value. This large of a discount for the bond market has only happened twice before. The first was in 2008 during the height of the Great Recession. The second time occurred 2 years ago during the bottom of financial markets in the pandemic. Current default rates on junk bonds are about 1%. Analysts at Barclays Bank project the default rate will rise to 3 or 4% or higher within the next year. Already, growing fear of greater default rates has led to American lenders tightening their credit standards. In the first 8 months of this year, total loans made in the U.S. fell more than 37% from the same period a year ago. Average interest rates are also higher. The worsening conditions in the junk bond market are just one more indication that the U.S. is already in a recession. An analyst from Morgan Stanley calls the junk bonds a canary in the credit coal mine. For your own protection against rising interest rates, you can do two things. First, put off taking on new debt. Second, make it a top priority to pay all of your high-interest credit card and other debt. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.